朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
我们可以清楚地讲，基督如果没有复活，就没有福音。
So we can clearly state that if there is no resurrection of Christ, then there is no gospel.
而没有复活的所谓的福音，不是真正的好消息。
And a gospel that is without the resurrection is not a true good news.
我们今天传各种各样纷纭复杂的福音。
Today we have proclaimed many different types of gospels.
有时候我们一不小心，我们传的福音也容易把它掺水，容易把它减量。
It is very possible that sometimes we'll dilute or we'll just reduce what the impact of the true gospel is.
复活这个元素呢，实在太神奇了。
Because when it comes to the element of this resurrection, it is so miraculous.
对一个非常理性的人来说，
For someone who may have a very rationalistic mind,
从来没有看到过复活。
For someone who has never witnessed the resurrection.
那我们传福音的时候，我们讲复活这一部分要提到的话，就会增加人信主的难度。
And it feels as if we are to preach a gospel that carries the resurrection, it will increase the difficulty in the preaching.
所以我们只讲耶稣为罪人死，是不是就够了？
And so is it enough that we just say that Jesus did die for sinners?
下面的这一页就是一个决志祷告。
And here we come to what is known as the sinner's prayer.
我们知道罗马书十章第九到第十节讲到，我们要口里承认，心里相信。
And it says that we are to confess and believe in our hearts, confess with our mouth.
但是决志的祷告到底是怎么样一个 wording？ 我们不是说一概而论，必须只是这样子。
We're not saying that when it comes to a confession prayer, it has to be formulated.
但是in my humble opinion, which I highly regard.
只是对我一个我谦卑的一个观念，虽然说我非常看重我这谦卑的观念。
一个决志的祷告，一个清楚完整讲明福音的决志祷告，应该带有包括这些的元素。
When it comes to a confession prayer, it has to contain these elements.
我刚信主不久，然后后来去读神学就传福音。
Soon after I came to know the Lord, I went to seminary and began to preach the gospel.
那在信主的朋友做决志祷告的时候呢？
With some of the friends that I left to Christ.
有的时候会提到复活，有的时候就把它忘了，也就是故意的，但是有时候会把它忘掉。
There are times where I unintentionally left out the resurrection.
后来过了一段时间，有一次师母就跟我说。
But after some time, Mrs. Fong told me.
他说，你怎么跟人传福音的时候，你竟然做结束祷告，有的会忘记复活呢？
Why is it that when you lead someone in their commitment prayer, you forget to speak about the resurrection?
我说，哎呀。太谢谢你了。
Oh, thank you so much for reminding me.
就是给我一个非常重要的提醒。
This is such an important reminder.
我怎么把这个忽略了？
How did I neglect that?
所以从那以后，
From then on,
每一次在传福音的时候，每一次在向人做决志祷告的时候，我一定要记住要讲到基督的复活。
Whenever I proclaim the gospel, whenever I meet someone in their confessional prayers, I have to make mention the resurrection of Christ.
我非常感谢我太太给我的这个提醒。
I am very thankful for a reminder that came from my wife.
她在那边带这个儿童崇拜啊，在家帮我做见证。我帮她，我讲她的好话了。
So right now, she is leading the Chinese, the children's service. You are my witness that I said something good about her.
因为有的时候想到太太不在，会讲两句太太的坏话。
Because sometimes in her absence, I may not speak as well about her.
好，我们继续来看，那事实上的洗礼，基督的洗礼不同。
There is a difference between the baptism of John the Baptist and the baptism of Christian.
因为事实上的洗礼只有悔改，但有没有复活
？Because under the baptism of John the Baptist, there is only repentance, but is there a resurrection?
没有的。
There is no resurrection in it.
那好，那圣经当中还有没有其他人也有复活过？在圣经记载里面。
In scripture, are there other accounts of resurrection?
啊，这个谁复活了？拉撒路死里复活了。还有谁死里复活过？雅鲁的女儿死里复活了。还有呢？使徒行传里面还有一个少年人叫什么？犹推古。
And there was a youth.
死里复活了，对不对？啊，然后在旧约当中有没有？也有嘛。啊，这。寡妇的女儿真的，圣经当中除了耶稣之外，还有八个人曾经死里复活。
So there are eight others other than Jesus himself who have come back to life.
那么这些人的复活和耶稣的复活有什么不同？
So what's the difference between the resurrection of these eight and Jesus?
那这些人他们活了以后，他们还会再死，对不对？
These eight others they live and then they die again.
基督复活以后就永远的活着。
But when Christ came back to life, he is living.
有人曾经讲过一个细节。
So there was a detail that someone has said.
是拉撒路死里复活以后。
That when Lazarus came back to life.
在这个宴席当中。
During the feast.
有拉撒路有没有讲过一句话？大家注意吗？
Lazarus said something.
他什么都没讲。
He didn't.
但是这个圣经没有记载，但是有人在那里去思想和琢磨，我觉得这个琢磨也是挺有道理的。拉撒路他为什么什么都不讲呢？
But in that context, when someone was having the reflection on this incident and considering why was Lazarus silent.
他的这个姐姐马大玛利亚呀，这村里的乡亲都很高兴啊。
Martha, Mary and the rest of the village, they were rejoicing.
那你想想拉撒路在想什么呢？
But what was Lazarus thinking?
拉撒路是从哪里回来的？
Where did Lazarus come back from?
他从一个非常非常美好的地方回来。
From a place of wonder.
这怎么又把我给弄回来了呢？
Why did you bring me back?
弄回来反正还要再死。
And the fact that I'm going to die again.
我觉得这个琢磨挺有意思的。
I mean, this particular personal reflection is quite interesting.
啊，因为这个圣经里没有讲啊，我这个承认圣经里没有讲。
We have to say clearly that this is not written in scripture.
啊，但是我觉得可能是有一定的道理的。
But I think there is some reasonable truth to it.
真是到了那样一个好的无比的地方，我不想回来。
And when you've been to somewhere that is amazing and awesome, you won't want to return.
那里没有忧伤，没有痛苦，没有眼泪，圣经讲得很清楚。
There's no sorrow, no pain, no tears.
这是个乐园。
It is paradise.
但我回来了，我还得再死一次。
But if I'm to be back, then I'm to die again.
各位弟兄姊妹们。
The brothers and sisters.
你看嘛，今天有的人呢，啊，传福音。
Today when we preach the gospel.
前不久我听到弟兄姊妹提起这件事情来。
I heard this from brothers and sisters.
我看过这个新闻的报道。
And I saw a news report on it.
至少在一个国家的菲律宾。
In the Philippines.
应该在世界其他的地方，在历史当中也还有过。
And perhaps within history, it happened in other countries or places.
啊，有人做一件什么事情呢？
What did?A particular person do?
效仿基督。
To try to do as Jesus.
上十字架。
Went onto the cross.
而且真的被钉在上面。
And honest to God was crucified.
这是极其的痛苦啊。
It was an extreme pain.
我要效法基督。
That I am to be like Christ.
啊，我们这个精神非常令人钦佩啊。
It is an admirable spirit.
但是今天我千万不要这样去做。
But please do not follow such action.
不要这样去做。
Not do as such.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
这样做的人虽然精神可嘉，可是他们不明白福音。
Because there is, even though an admirable spirit, they do not understand the gospel.
第一个，他自己也是罪人呐。
Because whoever was crucified and tried to do such an act, they themselves are sinners.
上十字架的那一位是神圣的神而人者。
The one who went up onto that cross, he is the Son of Man, he is holy.
所以任何另外一个人即使上了十字架他没有力量为世人去赎罪。
So if any other person who goes onto the cross has no power to redeem the sins of the world.
还有一点很重要也没有需要再去为世人赎罪。
And at the same time there is no more need to offer up such a redemption.
那我曾经看到那个新闻报道有一位我记得就是在菲律宾然后他就被钉在十字架他说我要为全世人赎罪现在这个世界上罪恶太多了。
So, from the report that was on this incident in Philippines, the person was crucified said, I want to redeem the sins for the world because this world is sinful.
因此呢，耶稣基督的宝血是一次流出，永远有功效的。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord bled for us once and is of eternal effect.
我们过去的罪，现在的罪，包括未来的罪。
Of our past, our present, our future sin.
耶稣的血为我们全都流了。
Jesus has bled for it all.
还有很重要的一点。
One more very important point.
大家能够猜到是什么吧？
Can you guess what it is?
就是你其他的人钉死了。你就死了，你没有办法复活的。
And if you die because of the crucifixion, you do not come back alive.
这个不是真正的福音。
This is not the true gospel.
但耶稣基督。
But Jesus Christ.
大家来看哥罗前书十五章这一段。
Let us see what is written in 1 Corinthians 15.
从初代教会开始，使徒们他们传福音。
From the beginning of the apostles' age.
他们不怕这个，很多人这个都太理性了。
They're not concerned that people might be too rationalistic.
啊，我们一讲复活，跟有些的这个派别他们的这个信仰啊，像那些撒都该人，跟他们那个信仰是相抵触的。
And there is going to come in. They're not concerned that it's going to come into conflict with some of the other perspectives, such as the Sadducees.
这个耶稣复活了，就是复活了。
Jesus is alive, and he is alive.
这是福音。
That is the gospel.
所以从第五节开始，哥罗后书第十五章第五节开始。好像一直到第十一节就在讲说我们都见了耶稣复活。
So from verses 5 to 11 it just recounts that there is the eyewitnessing of Christ's
resurrection. 六个显给。
对。
六个显给就是the seen by. There's six seen by.
Oh,
six by.
Six by.
Yeah. 这个被几法看到。
They're seen by Stephen.
Yeah, 被十二使徒看到
and by the 12,
啊，然后显给五百多弟兄
and was also shown to the 500 brethren.
啊，然后雅各也看到了
also James,
众使徒看到了
the apostles.
然后保罗最后说也显给我看了
and he's also shown himself to me.
我们这些人都是基督复活的见证
that we are all witnesses to the resurrection of Christ.
然后到第十一节最后说不仅是我是众使徒，我们如此传，我们都传的是一样的福音，你们也如此信了。
So we preach the same gospel and you believe.
但有的姐姐告诉我们，这个你们也如此信，信里面还有一层的意思。
And so to have believed in such a way, some commentators would remind us further.
说这些的受信人，他们不单是信，而且他们也在同样的传。
They're not only believing, they're believing great about their preaching.
福音。是不能够没有复活的。
The gospel cannot be without the resurrection.
我们知道新约圣经写作的年代在主后一世纪就写完了。
Within the first century after the death and resurrection of Christ, the New Testament was completed.
那时候很多的见证人都还活着。
Many of the eyewitnesses were still alive.
如果耶稣真的是没有复活
，So Jesus was truly still dead.
没有复活这件事情的见证人，他也是活着的。
Then those who have witnessed this no resurrection would still be alive.
那圣经里怎么可能大张旗鼓的在那里不断的写复活复活复活
？So how then can the writers be so brave and to be so encouraged to write that there is resurrection, resurrection, resurrection?
如果真的是加进来这样一个谎言，那是给自己找麻烦。
You're only asking for trouble if you are to weave into the scripture these lies.
那我们也知道。从这些门徒他们的品格来讲，从主耶稣基督的品格来讲，这是根本不可能去讲这样一个谎言。
And if you are to understand from the character of the disciples and character of Christ, that is hard to imagine too that there will be these lies.
去年我们讲过，也许明年我们再多讲一点。那今天我们稍微提一提，我们看这些门徒生命的改变。
Brad will address.Details further next year, but for now we do look into how the disciples will change.
我们也知道，基督如果没有复活的话，他们不可能有这样极其 dramatic 啊戏剧性的完全的翻转。
You know that if Christ did not live, there is no such dramatic changes to their life.
这保罗就在讲，他说我就是一个活的见证。
Paul says, I am a living witness.
我以前是这样的一个大罪人，罪魁。
Look at me, I was a sinner of sinners.
逼迫造罪的。
That I persecuted the church.
就是因为复活的基督向我显现。
But because the resurrected Christ showed himself to me.
现在我成了一个何等样的人。
This person that I now become.
甘心为主传福音。
That I willingly spread the gospel for the Lord.
甘心为基督受苦。
That I willingly suffer on behalf of Christ.
在历史上面有太多太多这样活生生的见证，弟兄姊妹。
Within history, there's account after account of such changes.
最后我们要知道一点。
One more thing that we have to look at.
今天每个基督徒都可以行神迹。
Today, every Christian can perform the miracle.
那我们教会不高举神迹奇事。
On the one hand, we do not uplift signs and wonders in our church.
我是从一个高举神迹奇事的教会信主受洗出来的。
I believe the Lord and was baptized in the church that uplifts signs and wonders.
他说哪天哪里有一件神迹，哇，他很兴奋，非常的高兴。
So we get very excited when we hear that a particular miracle is performed on this day and that place.
好像给我们信仰就打了一针的强心针。
As if we receive a booster.
上礼拜最近我们在一次这个三福探访的时候。
We were doing some of our visitation.
在跟这个慕道的朋友聊起来。
Talking with some of the super friends.
谈到神迹这件事情。
But when it comes to the miracle.
我也跟他们分享。
I did share with them.
我说我跟随主这短短的20多年
So I followed the Lord for about 20 years.
我身上经历了很多的神迹。
I have experienced many miracles.
但是我传福音的时候很少去讲这些神迹。
But at the same time, I rarely speak about them.
有的时候讲到的时候稍微提一下。
Maybe from time to time in the sermon, I would speak about them.
但是不需要去高举这些神迹。
There's no need to uplift these signs and wonders.
其实我们每一个人都能够行也能够经历已经是有一件最大最大的神迹了。
In fact, we are already performing and also experiencing a great miracle.
是什么神迹啊？
And what is that?
就是原来我是一个何等样的罪人。
And that is, I am such a tremendous sinner.
如何等顽梗悖逆。
And I'm so stubborn and rebellious.
何等的骄傲自义。
And I'm self-righteous and proud.
居然我到主的面前来。
But yet, now I am before the Lord.
信靠这位为我死而复活的主。
To trust and believe this God who, this Lord who died and came back to life for me.
生命会被彻底的翻转。
That there is a change in my life.
但是还是在被主不断的一个陶造的过程当中。
At the same time, I'm still being shaped by him.
但是想想以前的这个没有信主的你我。
If you think about who you and I were before we came to know the Lord.
变化太大了。
There are many changes, dramatic changes.
10年以前还在微博上的时候。
10 years ago, and you still have this social media platform, Weibo.
我做一个小小的见证。
This is my brief testimony.
那时候在微博上我有4-5万粉丝。
I had 40,000 to 50,000 followers on that account.
现在连微博的密码我都忘了。
Now I can't remember my account password.
然后在那个微博上面就有一位我大学的同学，而且是我的室友。跟我联系上了。
And so on Weibo, my college contacted me.
然后有一天，他在我的一条的微博底下，他留了一句话。
And on one of my posts, she wrote this comment.
他说他变得好多呀。
He said, "Wow, you changed a lot."
我真的快认不出来了。
I can barely recognize you.
以前的他不是这样子的。
But you're not like this before.
真的有机会跟你们做我的见证，我以前真的是一个罪人，大罪人。
I can give you my testimony. I was a tremendous sinner in the past.
但是是神的神迹，神的大能作为，因为他复活的大能显在你我每个人的生命当中。
But in His great work, His miracle is now performed on you and I, was performed on me.
就不要说我们不能行神迹。
So do not say that we cannot perform miracles.
我们靠着主的恩典和能力，我们每个人每天都活在神迹里面。
By the Lord's grace and power, we are living in a miracle each and every day.
你思想为什么复活对福音如此的重要？
So let us consider why is the resurrection so important to the gospel.
为什么耶稣在福音书里每一次讲到十字架、讲到受死，一定要讲复活？
Why is it that whenever there is a mention of his death, there must be a mention of the resurrection?
那好，这个复活这件事情对你个人是不是很重要？
And is this resurrection important to you personally?
如果真的重要。很简单，活出来。
If it is important, then it's something simple. Live it out.
复活与十字架到底是什么关系？
What is the relationship between the cross and the resurrection?
有人说，你为什么老讲十字架不提复活？
Why is it that it seems to be mentioned mostly about the cross and less about the resurrection?
让我们清楚回答说，误解了。
You can say, well, there's a misunderstanding here.
十字架就包括复活。
Because the cross involves or includes the resurrection.
基督的十字架是空的。
That there is an empty cross.
他的坟墓也是空的。
The tomb is also empty.
他今天已经升到天上，他是宝座的右边。
Today he is ascended to heaven and is seated on the right side of the Father.
他是永活的主。
That he is eternal living God.
阿门。
Amen.
感谢赞美主。
感
谢基督的祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们同心来到你面前。
Dear Jesus, we come to you with a united spirit.
在这样一个你死里复活纪念的日子。
On the day that we remember that you come back to life.
荣耀的日子。
It's a glorious day.
我们再一次把心里的颂赞、感恩都归给主。
So with all our hearts, thanksgiving, we lift them up to you.
你是真正的神。
You are the true God.
你是赐生命的主。
You are the Lord who gives life.
死亡不能够禁锢你。
That there is no death that can overcome you.
已经胜过撒旦的权势。
That you have you triumph over Satan's authority.
主啊，今天我们在你的里面充满了盼望。
Today we have such great hope in you.
我们打心底里面说哈利路亚。
That we are able to scream out hallelujah from the bottom of our heart.
纵然在这个世界上面有苦难。
Even though there are suffering.
有许多试炼。
There are many trials and temptations.
我们常常遇到逆境。
And we may think.Difficult situation.
有的时候我们心情会低落。
And we could feel despair or sadness.
但是复活的主，您自己复活的大能在我们生命当中不断的彰显。
But you are the resurrected Lord, and this resurrected power is continuing its power in us to show forth.
让我们靠你生命的大能得胜，而且得胜有余。
That we will triumph by your power and your triumph in abundance.
让我们每一位弟兄姊妹把那复活的主，你的生命活出来。
That each and every one of our brothers and sisters will live out this triumphant power.
In
the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。